Bien, squatting. Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Mem Vav. Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Gimel and Dalet. Okay, Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Gimel and Dalet. These psukim are going to describe. We're going to describe now in detail a nevuah concerning the Churban of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is going to suffer two major defeats. We had already the introductory psukim last week on beginning of Perek Mem Vav, Aleph and Beis, and these psukim, from here to the end of the Sefer, we're going to learn about 11 nations, 11 different nations which will suffer defeat and destruction at some point in time in their history. Maybe many of these already have happened, and it could be that some of them allude to what's going to yet happen in the future. Here we're focusing on Mitzrayim, and we're going to focus on two major defeats. One defeat is when Mitzrayim is located in Karkemish. In other words, this took place in the fourth year of the fourth year of Yehoyakim, after the death of Yoshiyahu. We discussed this last week. Yoshiyahu prevented Paro, wanted at least to prevent Paro Necho from marching from Mitzrayim to Ashur, to battle with Ashur in the town called Karkemish. And when Yoshiyahu tried to prevent Paro Necho from marching, he was killed. He was killed by Paro Necho. Paro Necho subsequently went and did march to Karkemish, and he laid siege in Karkemish against Ashur for 3-4 years. And then what happened was Mitzrayim came to the defense of Ashur and wiped out the entire army of Mitzrayim. That's the first Nevuah that's being presented over here. The second destruction of Mitzrayim will take place, 8 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's going to be where Paro is going to come to the land of Mitzrayim and actually destroy the people and destroy the Malchus of Mitzrayim at that point in time. So let's see, here we're discussing the first battle, the first destruction. It's where Mitzrayim is encamped in Karkemish, laying siege to Ashur. And describes exactly what's happening. Irchu Mogein Vitzina. Irchu means prepare for yourself a shield Vitzina. Mm-hmm. These are two different types of shields. One shield is, I think, a mogen. It seems is made from Rashi is made from leather, and a tzina is made from wood. Two different types of shields were used to protect oneself in battle. So irchu mogen, prepare for yourself a mogen, a leather shield with tzina and a wooden shield. Ugeshula milchama, and come draw near the battle. Now the question is, who is this possibly being addressed to? And for that matter, who are the following psukim? We're going to go through now a whole series of psukim. The question is, to whom are these psukim addressed? According to some achloikis in the mefarsh, according to some, we're discussing Mitzrayim, and the psukim here are being sarcastic and are telling Mitzrayim, do you really think there's something you can do to prevent yourself from being destroyed? Impossible. You may go and try to carry upon yourself a shield, whether it's a leather shield or a wooden shield, and prepare for battle, but it's all not going to make any bit of a difference because you're going to be thoroughly defeated in battle. According to the Radak, the Psukim here is not addressing Mitzrayim, it's addressing Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar and the Kastim, they are the ones that are coming now to Karkemish to wipe out Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk is telling the Kastim, prepare yourself to go and destroy the army of Mitzrayim. Irchu Mogein Vitzina Ugeshu Melchama. Okay, let's do another Pasuk. Ishru Susim, harness the horses, Va'alu HaParashim, and let the horsemen, let them ascend the horses and prepare. V'syatzu B'choy Va'im, let them stand in their helmets. Mirku Horim Mochim, let them sharpen their swords. Livshu Hasir Yonos, and let them dress themselves in armor. Okay, in like the armor, the Sirianos is scales. The scales armor, which was the typical armor which they wore. Let's go here the Mepharshim needs to took in the Mesudah stuff. Irchu means Al Mitzrayim Yomar. B'derech Lag. This pasuk is addressing the land of Mitzrayim, and it's making litzanis. Sidru Atzmechem B'levishas Mogein V'tzina. Arrange yourself. So okay, going one more time. According to the Mitzvah Stav, the pasuk, these psukim are sarcastic, because Mitzrayim is going to be destroyed, and there's nothing they can do at this moment here to protect themselves from their utter destruction. So when it says here that Mitzrayim should go and get ready for war and put on their weapons and get on their horses and put on their armor, it's all for naught. It's not going to accomplish anything. Al Mitzrayim Yomar B'derech Lag. We're making here late sun. It's Sidru Atzmachem B'levishas Magein V'tzina. Arrange yourself by wearing shields and tzina. V'tzchatzku V'gishula Milchama. Strengthen yourself and come near for war. Mula kastim hanulcham bochem, against the kastim that are going to fight against you. The kastim are going to come and destroy the tribe. They're standing here in Karkamish. Pasuk Dalit, Ishru kishru hasusim birechev, hitch the horses to the chariot. Va'alu haporoshim ala susim, and let the horsemen ascend the horses. V'siyatsu b'marocha b'akoyvoim, and stand in battle arrangement wearing your helmets. Mirku means sharpen. Tzichtzichu harimachim min hachaluda, sharpen the swords from rust. L'man hayos l'chabark, it should be shiny. V'livshu hasir yonais, and dress yourself in armor. L'hagein mimakas cherev v'chanis, to prepare yourself to protect yourself from the sword and the spear. Let's see Rashi. These two psukim pass the gimel. Magid we just mentioned with shell or its leather. Vuhu shaluk, and it's shaluk, and it's I guess it's slippery. Okay, I think that's what it means. It's slippery when you have a leather, so that causes the arrows to glide off. And when you go out into war, you smear it with oil. Tzina es shel eitz. The most teresin shalanu etzina is, I guess, what Rashi said. We're familiar with is a shield of wood. Pasuk dalid mirku haramachim kumoy umayrak v'shutaf b'mayim. It means to rinse. It means to sharpen the swords. Let's see the radak pasuk gimel and dalid iruchu magain kineged chel levuchanetzar sheyarchu lilochem al chel paro. So here, right away, the radak is coming to differ from Rashi, and he says that the magain, the one that we're addressing, is not. We're not being sarcastic talking to Egypt, we're talking to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar shall prepare themselves for battle. And then he says a second interpretation, Kineged Chel Paro, or we're referring to Paro, Sheyarchu Lamod Kineged Chel Nebuchadnezzar, that Paro shall get ready to fight against Nebuchadnezzar, Habor Leim, like what Mitsudo says. Vitzina, Hu Mogain, Elo Shehu Osoy B'tchunas Acheres, Atzina is a shield. It's just like a mogen. Elo shuasa b'tchun acheres v'tag minus on sadru agilin uterisin. Two different words, which mean the same thing, which mean two different types of shields, two different types of shields to protect yourself from the impact of the arrows. According to Rashi, the one is leather and the other is made from wood. Pasuk dalit ishru hasusim kimo dayesar es richvoy. He prepared Paro prepared his chariot. V'yalu haparashim, oisam haparashim, olu halasusim sheneshu, and the parashim, the horsemen, shall get up on the horses which have been harnessed. V'siyatsu b'koy va'im, stand in your helmets. V'siyatsu alasusim b'koy va'im, shebereshechem, stand on your chariots with the helmets upon your head. Mirku haramachem, mirku oisam mechaluda, remove them, polish them from the rust. V'tzichzcho oisam, and shine them. Livshu hasir yonais, heim luhusha barzel, sha'isim, tabos, this is the coat of mail, which is used to serve as a shield against all of the arrows that are going to be shot. Okay, so far we have two psukim over here telling us, over here we're describing either, we're describing the Nebuchadnezzar, and the Nebuchadnezzar is being told now to go and prepare to go up to Karkamish and destroy Mitzrayim, the army that is stationed in Karkamish near, or the pasuk here is addressing, it's being sarcastic, it's addressing the Egyptians that are stationed in Karkamish. You think you're going to prepare yourself for battle, it's not going to make a difference, you're going to be destroyed. Let's go now, Pasik, hey. Okay, now I'll go very quickly. Madur isi heimla chatim. So here, Yirmiyah is saying sarcastically, why do I see terror? Why do I see a vision of soldiers in a state of terror? Nisoygim ochar, who are retreating backwards. Vigibarehem yukasu, and their mighty ones are being smitten. Umanos nosu, they are fleeing from the battlefield. Veloy hifnu, and they are not turning around. They're fleeing veloy hifnu, and they don't turn around to see what's going on. The state of flee is such a intense flee such an intense running away, they don't even turn around. Magar mi saviv, there is terror all around the Hashem. Let's see this pasuk in the Mitzvah. So pasuk hey, madua lamarisi shehema mispachadim vechayzrim loachar livrech min alchem. Why do I see Yirmiyah? Why do I see the army of the Egyptians? Why do I see them fleeing, escaping, running away for their lives? The gibarim, af hagibarim shomchem hema kisusim v'nosim hakastim. Even the mighty ones, they are fleeing from the kastim. Vleipan v'aleim lilochim b'am, and they're not turning to them to fight against them. They're not, so when it says with Pasuk, V'lo yihifnu, they're not turning around to fight. They're just defecting. They're just running away from the battlefield. Mogar misaviv, there is terror all around. Pachad achazosa misaviv, there is terror that surrounds them from all sides. Return to Lemar, es kulam ochas apachad ish l'neder, every single last one of them is overtaken by terror. Pasuk, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk, hey, heima, Hema Chatim Mitzrayim, the Egyptians are in a state of terror. They'll no longer have time. They'll no longer turn around to stand the Mulchama. They'll have no time for this because they're running, they're fleeing for their lives. Radak Pasikei, Madua Hema Chatim Chel Mitzrayim Isi Chatim Ibnei Chel Nevuchadnezzar. I see that the army of Mitzrayim is in a state of terror because of Nevuchadnezzar. Madua Hoyezeh, why is this so? Eifo Givurosam, what happened to their might? Nisogim Achar, Shavim Lachar, Mnechel Nevuchadnezzar, they're turning backwards, they're running away. Yukasu, and Yinshev, Uchasisa, they're being broken. Umanos Nasu, Monosh, Sham, Bepeles, Mokaim. This expression is a grammatical expression, I'm not sure what he means. Velohifnu, Lohich, Ziru, Pneim, Kenegat, Harotim, Machadayim. They are in such a state of defeat that they don't have the courage even to turn around for one moment and face the enemy. Elonosu bechazaka, they run away in haste. Zesh amar umanos nasu lechazik hamanos. The reason why he said a double expression is to intensify the degree of fleeing. Mogam misaviv beoidem nasim, there is terror on all sides while they're fleeing. Yeluch pachad misaviv sheyifchadu sheyavulohem mikol svivosim. They're afraid that harm will come on all sides. Vilasan tirgem magar inyan asifa velo yisbenan lemekam in kadam dekalim. So he types the word Magor. Magor does not mean fear. According to the second interpretation, Magor means that there is a gathering. There is a gathering of enemies that are surrounding the Egyptians and are gathering to destroy them. Okay, so let's go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav says, Al Yonus HaKal, Val Yimolit HaGibar, the Kal will not be able to escape. In other words, the fate of Egypt is sealed. No matter how fast they think they are and how sly they think they are, the Kal, the swift, will not be able to escape. The Aldi Moleta Gibar, the mighty will not also, another expression, the same thing as the Yonus, will not be able to escape. The Aldi Moleta Gibar, Tsafona Al Yad Nahar Peras, on the north side, along the side of the Euphrates, Koshlu, they have stumbled and they have fallen and they have fallen. Again, the Tsafona over here refers to Karkamish. Karkamish is where the Egyptian army is laying siege for 3 years, and it is here where the army of the Kastim has ascended to destroy them, and that's why it's called Safona Al Yad Nahar Peras. That is a description of the location where the Egyptian army finds themselves when they are laying siege to the city of Karkamish. It is there, Koshalu, where they have stumbled, Vinafalu, and they have fallen. Let us see the Psak Pasuk Vav in the Mitzudas David. Pasuk Vav al Yonos Hakal af Hakal Baraglav lo Yonos limolid nafsho ki ha'oyev yasigu. Even the Egyptian soldiers who are very swift on their feet and expect to be able to run away from the enemy will not be able to do so because the enemy will overtake them. Safona, the north side, bepas Safon, the northern side, Eitzel Mekoyim Nahar Peras. Shamar is there, Koshlu v'nafalu, where they have stumbled and fallen. Rashi, Pasik Vav, there is no Rashi, the Mitzudos, the Radak, Pasik Vav, Al Yonos, Mishu Kalbaraglav Lo Yonos, Ki Lo Yolo, Ki Asigu Haroitvim. The Egyptians who think they're swift and they'll be able to escape will not be able to do so, they'll be overtaken. Lo Yimolit HaGever, Hagibor lo yichoshev hagibor sheimolid im yamol d'lochim kinyan. The gibor does not expect, the gibor should not think that he's going to be able to escape. Ki lo to'iluhu givurosoy v'yipol biyodam, his might will be of no benefit, and he will fall in the hands of the kastim. Safona, where is this battle taking place? The Pasuk answers, it's taking place in the north. Bepas Safon leKarkamish, the northern side of Karkamish. Karkamish was a city of Ashur. It was a city of Ashur. Kisham Chayis Hamulchama. By Karkamish, or we can say Hoysat Sephonis Lemitzrayim, when we say either north, it means the northern side of Karkamish, or it means we're describing the location where Karkamish is north relative to Egypt. By Karkamish Hoysat Sephonis Lemitzrayim, Lefich, therefore, Omar Sephonis, Vachin Amal Lamata, Beret Sephonis, later on, Beret Sephonis. Okay, Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin continues to
What? Look on the map.
Of course, Karkamish is all the way up. Karkamish is, Egypt is all the way down south, to the south, southeast,
well,
south-southwest.
Karkamish was the north of Egypt.
North of Egypt? Okay.
At least later on, maybe.
So it's up north. So that's how we describe it, that the Egyptians, they're going to lay siege to the city which is north relative to where they come from. Their hometown is down south, so relative from where they come from, this is called north. That's why the Pasuk is describing that they're going to fall in the north. Pasuk Zayin. Mizeh, so here we're coming to make leitzanes. We're coming to be sarcastic. We're coming to go and say, Egypt, who do you think you are? You, a nation who in the past was mighty and took pride in the Nile, now all of your history and all of your gevura is not going to save you on this fateful day. Mizeh, who is this kayor yale? Who is this nation that ascends like the Nile? Kinaharos, who is this nation that ascends like rivers, Yisko'ashu Meimov, mighty, whose waters roar? You, once upon a time, Mitzrayim, were a mighty nation. You would go forth like the Nile goes forth. When you would travel, there would be lots of noise, like the noise of the rivers that flow. Pasukhes, Mitzrayim Kayor Ya'aleh, Mitzrayim will ascend like the Nile, Ukinaharos, Yisko'ashu Moyim, and like the rivers, it will roar with water. Vayoymer, and what does Mitzrayim say to itself? Aaleh, I will ascend. Achase eretz, I will cover the earth. Oivido ir v'yoshriva. Egypt, in its arrogance, believed that they were indefeatable. They will conquer the entire world. They will ascend, they will cover the earth, and they will destroy a city and those that live inside of it. Pasuk Tes, alu hasusim. The horses, what did they say? Horses go up, the hishailu. Hishailu harechev. Let's leave that for a moment, because that's really the defeat. So these two psukim over here is describing, the first pasuk, Zayin pasuk, is describing what Mitzrayim believed. They thought that they were going to conquer the entire world. Pasuk Zayin ches in the mitzudos, mizeh amar hamalik. The malik, the one that is being sarcastic, says, Yirmiyah, in this case, is the malik. He makes the following statement. Mi zeham, who is this nation, shahaya oile that ascends, umispashet kimo hayar, ha'oile that ascends, umispashet al kol pene ha'dama, ascends upon the entire earth, umihu am hamarim kol sha'on, who is this people who raises forth a very loud noise, kimo hanaharos asher meimav na'im, like waters, like a rivers, whose waters na'im bitenua, which move with bitenua chazaka, umirimim kol shon, which move with a very strong movement and make a very great noise. Who is this nation that thinks of themselves with such great, that they possess such greatness, comparing it to the Yor and comparing it to the mighty rivers? The next pasuk answers the question, Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu meshev li'atzmo, the one who is being sarcastic, the Malik, who is in Yirmiyah, who is reading these psukim, responds, Hine, zehu Mitzrayim, ki hoya oile umispashet beroiv chayeloisav kimo hayor hamispashet, it would ascend with its great army, like the Nile extends, v'hayimerim kol sh'oin, and it would give forth a very loud noise, kimo hanohoros asher yonidu hamayim b'chayzik rav, like the rivers move with great intensity, uv'haromas kol, and make a great sound as they move about. Vayoymer, What did Mitzrayim think they were capable of doing? I will ascend, I will cover the earth, with my abundant army, and I will destroy a city. Which city are they referring to? Zehu Karkamish. This is exactly the context of the pasuk. Over here we're describing over here what's exactly going to happen to Paro, what's going to happen to the army of Mitzrayim as they lay siege to Karkamish. Rashi, pasuk Zayin, Kayor Yale. It was common for the Egyptians to ascend, to march with their armies, the armies in formation, similar to how a river overflows its banks. Just like a river, it's a metaphor. A river overflows its water, so to the Egyptians, when they would march with an enormous amount of troops, and it would overflow the streets, the highways, and that's why we're comparing them over here to the Ya'ar. Yisko Ashu Meimav, Dimatrifin Mohi, the waters are turbulent. Let's take a look at the Mitzudot Stavit, Pasuk Zayin Ches Mizeh, Amar Al Paro Derech Lag. The Pasuk here is addressing Al Paro, being sarcastic, comparing it to his armies, since Paro ascended with such might, so therefore we're being sarcastic, how then can it be possibly be that you have been defeated thoroughly by Nebuchadnezzar? The Kofal Ho'inyin L'chazek Od V'Omar. And we repeat this theme again. Pasuk Chesk, Mitzrayim Kayar, Harishon Yisqashu Mibinyan Hithel, his spoil. Okay, I don't know the grammar. Vezasheni Yisqashu B'choylam B'gimel. Murkeves Min, his spoil, Hadoyim L'Meruba, I don't know what this means. Amak Moshe Anarvus Yisqashu Mayim, just like the rivers, they were with water. Kein Yisqashu Chayloysav Shtol Paro B'Bolaretz, so to Paro's armies, they roar when they came to the land. V'inyin Yisqashu Inyin Gash. Hamayim utnuas bechazek. It means a movement, a very strong movement. V'yodesantikim kai or kanana. He tied his or kanana. I don't know what that means either. Okay. V'yomer ala echz aretz ele patach aleph. More grammar. B'makom segel v'chinane alaf avachelki. Kihem parlem oimdim v'ilu hoyim min apol hoyoyitz v'inuch rochok shati aleph patach al af al pishu min haminik. Okay, let's leave that. Oivida she'inyan hifil. Okay, we'll leave that. I don't know what that means either. Okay. So far, well, what we have done so far. So far, we've gone through two sections. The first section over here is we're coming to address the armies. And we're telling the armies, go either, we're being sarcastic, go prepare for battle. It's not going to make a difference. And the second section is, who do you think you are anyway? You think you're so mighty? You think you're going to be able to conquer Karkamish? Now, let's go describe in this next sukkim your utter defeat. Here we go. Pasuk Tes, Alu Hasusim Vihis Hoilulu Harechev. The horses have ascend, and the chariots go forth in a frenzy. The Yetsu HaGiborim, and the Giborim are going to leave. Kush Ufu Tovse Mogen, the Ludim Tovse Dorche Koshes. Now here we're coming to make mention three different nations: Kush, Put, and Ludim. These were mercenaries who were hired by the Egyptians to come to their defense, to come and assist them in the battle against Karkamish.
The relatives of Necham.
Okay, so these are all, they're coming to their assistance, and now here they're all going to be destroyed, they're all going to run away when the Kastim ascend. Let's take a look over here more precisely, the Pasuk in the Mitzudos. Alu Asusim. Atem Rechve Hasusim Alu Lemulchama. The Atem Anshe Harechev Hishoilulu. You people who ride the horses ascend to war, and the anshe rechev hisoilu, which means pride yourself and run here to there. Kushuput kigam hema bo beezrasa. These two nations came to assist the Egyptians. Toiv se derche keshes ritzon lemar. Toiv se keshes derche bo lemachta heitev. Lemoscha, to stretch it, heitev libos lemerchok, so that the arrow should shoot in the distance. Now I'm not really sure what he means. Who is this? Are these the people that are coming to defend them, or people that are coming to attack them? I'm not sure. Let's see.
I think it's a defense. It's
what? So they're coming to defend. They're coming.
Yeah, they're part of the mercenary army.
To what? They're part. Whose side are they on? On the other side of the Kastim, on Mitzrayim's side. So when it says of Alu Hasus, it's being sarcastic. Aluhas hua de asusin. Aluhas ascend upon the horses. His hoilu harechef. And those people that are in a chariot, they should take pride in what they're doing. Who the people in the horse in the chariot? Is that Mitzrayim or those the kastim? Rashi Mitzud is not really explained. Let's see the Mitzud Rashi. Rashi says tes his hoilu loshon sichlus foolishness. Okay, he learns Sosolo means become foolish. Let's see what it says over here in the Mitzvah Radak. Al Alu Asusim Ata Bebochel Nevuchanetz. That's what he explains. Ata now Bebochel Nevuchanetzar Alu Hasusim. So we're being sarcastic. Now, when you see Nevuchanetzar ascending, so you Egyptians, let's see what you can do to escape. Ascend the horses. Nire Matasu Atem Hasusim. Kilaimar Suse Mitzrayim Alu Kineged Achel Haba Aleichem Kmo Shahisim Oilim Terem Boim Kmo Hamayim Ha'olim. That gives an example. This Oilu Atem Harechav Kmo Shahisim Oisim Mitchila Verechav Shem Klal Kmo Sheish Meshech Bachor This Oilu Harechav Hu Merutzas Hasusim, the running Ratzav, going back and forth, Uri Hi Rosam, and it's running. So I think what he's saying over here is it's being sarcastic. The enemy is coming. The Kastim are arriving. So Egyptians, get on your horses. Let's see if you'll be able to defend yourself. What?
Egypt historically was famous for
their right.
Horses.
Right. So we're being here sarcastic. We're saying to the Egyptians, the Kastim are about to destroy you. Let's see if you can do anything to protect yourself from the onslaught. Alu Hasusim, get up on your horses. This Hoilulu Harechef. And the people who ride in the chariots, let them try to go. Soilu the Mitzud Radak says to go back and forth, try to go and accomplish something. The Yetzu HaGiborim, let the Giborim go forth to the battle against the Kastim. Your mercenaries should join you in your assistance. Kush Uput Tovse Magen. The Ludim who Tovse Derchei Koshes, they're the ones who are experts in the archers. Let them come to your defense. Let's see exactly what's going to happen if you're going to be able to survive this battle. You think now that you are skilled and you're prepared to battle against the Kastim, let's see what's going to happen. Pasik Yud, Vehayoyim Hahu, but the truth is going to be you're going to be defeated, you're going to be thoroughly defeated. On that day, Lahashem Elohim Tzavakos, Yoim Nikoma. It's a day of vengeance. Linake Mitzvah, take revenge from his enemies. The Achla Cherv, the sword, will eat the Sava and will be sated. The Ravsa Midamam, its thirst will be quenched from blood. Ki Zevach LaHashem Elohim Tzavakos B'Eretz Tzafon Al Ne'el Harparas is going to be a sacrifice, a slaughter for Hashem in the land of the north along the Euphrates. So here this pasuk, this entire pasuk, is describing in one, it's a very long pasuk and very great describing that on this day, even though Egyptians think they're prepared to fight the battle against the Kastim, they're going to be utterly wiped out. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge against this nation. What's Hashem taking revenge against this nation for? What is the answer? For killing Yoshiyahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim, Yoshiyahu told Melech Paro Necho, do not pass through the land. Paro Necho did not listen. He marched through Eretz Yisrael. He went to war against Yoshiyahu and he killed Yoshiyahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back his anger for 3-4 years after they killed Yoshiyahu, they continued, they made their way to Karkamish. They remained there for a couple of years. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he let out his anger. He inspired the Egyptians to come from the Kastim, to come from Bavel, and to destroy the army of Mitzrayim. So this is what's happening on this day in Pasuk. Let's see the Mitzvah Stav. What you think in the previous Pasuk Tes, Alu Hasusim His Halalu Harechef, you think you're going to accomplish, it's not going to be according to your plan. Why? Ki archu lo yimei hamotzar, the siege will continue for a long period of time. At shebo lecha nevuchanetzar melech babel, you're going to remain there against Karkamish for a long time until the Kastim will ascend. Now here in the parentheses, the Mitzudas explains to us why Paro, the army of Egypt, was so severely defeated. The Haisa Begzeres Hamakom, this was the Gezer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Limkai Mimena Nikmas Yoshiahu Melech Yehuda Shaharagol. K'moshe kasa b'malachim perek beis. This defeat, this destruction of Mitzrayim and Karkamish was a punishment for this killing Yoshio. V'yoch l'cheref, shalakastim, and the kastim's sword will eat up, will be sated from, I'm sorry, v'yoch l'cheref shalakastim, ki zevach l'Hashem, ritzenu leimar, v'gzeras hamokoim bo hazevach. This was a gzeirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who came to sacrifice El Nahar Paros, Samuch L'Nahar Paros, Kishom Hoy Samal Chama. That's where the war took place. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasik Tes, Rashi Pasik Yud V'Rav Soloshon Soveya. Okay, Rav So means to be satisfied, especially when it comes to drink. Loshon Acher, Loshon Shikoroin, it means drunk. K'mo Sheikhar Dimitargaminon Miravei. So it means that they will become drunk from blood. That's a common metaphor that's used throughout Nevi'im, is that when there's a lot of blood, the state of confusion is equated with becoming intoxicated. Okay, Bi'eret Safon, Shohalach Paro al Nevuchadnezzar b'Karkamish, along the north, Paro came to Nevuchadnezzar and Karkamish, v'gamnofal v'nehergu b'gibora v'hu borach min al-mulchama, and that war, Paro joined them in that war, and his mighty men were killed, and he ran away from the battlefield. Let's see the Radak, Pasik Yud. I didn't finish the Radak in the previous Pasik. Let's go back to the previous Pasik. V'yotzu ha-gibor in previous Pasik, b'tzerek, this is more grammar, so let's forget. Put, bow in paro, v'chein ludim. Toiv say darchi keshe, samach al samach, that's another grammar. Let's go to the next one. Pasik Yud. V'hayoyim ahu, yoyim nekamol hinoke mitzarov nikmas Yoshua HaMelech she'emisa paro necho b'megidoi. Okay, so here is where finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking revenge for the murder, for the death of Yoshiyahu. Next pasuk, okay, the Rav, so next word, Rav Shemidam, min hakal, v'les chavosei v'she'era, Rav Shemidam min hadogoshke, I don't know what that means, al nahapras, k'mo el al, v'chein el hodim loy ochal. Okay, so far, let's go to the next pasuk, then we'll review all the pasuk when we finish. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now we are continuing to describe the defeat of Egypt. And here Yirmiyah says to Mitzrayim, why don't you go to a good doctor? Go to a good doctor, maybe you can find for yourself a refuah. Ali Gilad. Gilad was the place where they had the best doctors. Because in Gilad is where all the herbs, they had the best herbs. So ascend to Gilad, ukechit sari, and take for yourself some type of herb or incense, some type of spice. It was used as a medication in ancient times. Besulas bas Mitzrayim. The reason why we call it Mitzrayim is the Besulas, because they were never yet defeated. Their entire history, or besides the Yitzias Mitzrayim, since the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they have not been defeated. They're like a Besula. Lashav, Herbesi.
Haven't been touched.
Lashav, Herbesi, Rufuos. For nothing have I increased healing. For nothing have you tried to heal yourself. All of the medications that you've taken are not going to make a difference. To Allah, a healing, ein lach, there is no healing for you. Let's see the mitzvot of it. Ali Gilad, mitzvot Yud Aleph. Omar bederech lag. Yirmiyah is speaking in a sarcastic tone. Es Mitzrayim, concerning Egypt. Ali Gilad. Go to Gilad. Why Gilad? Mekoyim hatzari. It's the place where there's an abundance of tzari, which is a medicine. Ukechi shamot tzari lirefuas lirapos es tachlu aich. Take from there tzari to heal your wounds. Besulas. Why are we calling Egypt Besulas? Kara besula al shaloi nichbesha adayin b'shum uma. She was never defeated until at this point in any nation. Ki besula, like a besula shaloi moshal ba'ish l'shachev imo, like a besula that no man ever lived with. Lashav hirbeisa, al chinam, for nothing hirbeis, mine refuos, it's for naught, it's a waste of time, a waste of money. This that you have attempted to heal yourself with different types of medications, ki ein lecha bohem ta'alo marpe, the medications are not going to provide you any healing, v'hu inyan melitza, this is an expression. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi, there is none. Rashi, let's see the Radak, Pasuk Alf, Ali Gilad, v'im tali v'tichit sari, lo yaluch, if you go up to Gilad, If you go up to Gilead and you take medication, it's not going to make any difference to you. Lashav here base refuos lachidim tichli refuol limakosech. For nothing have you taken medication. Ki to Allah in lach, it's not going to heal you. U to Allah come over. For the word to Allah is a word which means a healing. The harafua he mashal ezras ha'izrim. Over here, the refua is a metaphor for assistance. No one is going to be able to assist you on the day of reckoning. K'may Kush, Ufut, Ulud, like these three nations, they will not be able to come to your assistance. Her Beisi, Kasu B'yud Ratzolema, Sheheim Yoimu, Kein Be'es Mapalasam. They will say so at the time of your defeat. Her Beis, Kari, we read it, Her Beis, Kari, Sha'amar Navi, Kineged, Beslus, Pas Mishayim. You're not going to be able to, all of the additional medication is not going to make a difference. Okay, one more pasuk in this theme. Shabu goyim kolonech. The goyim will hear your shame. The tzif chaseich mol aretz, and your stench. They'll hear
the stench, man.
Like smell.
Odor.
Oh. Your odor. Beloshon socha uzakon. He translates it differently. He in the mitzvah stuff it translates your cry. The tzif chaseich means your cry. The nations of the world will witness. They will hear what has happened to your shame. What has happened to your defeat. And your cry, Mola Haaretz, Ki Gibor, Bigibor Koshalu, one Gibor will fall against another Gibor. In other words, it's going to be a friendly fire. They'll be killed by friendly fire. Koshalu will fall. One soldier will stumble another soldier. Yachtov Naflu Shneem, all of your soldiers will fall down together. Let's see over here, let me see the Pasuk Gideis. Kilonech. This that you've been given over to Bavel, Mola Haaretz, Ritzon Olamar, B'chol Mokam, Yeh Nishma, Tzakasim, wherever you go, you'll hear their cry. Ki Kishyanusu, Heina Veheina, Yikosh L'Gibor, B'Gibor, when they'll flee from one place to another place, each warrior will stumble another warrior. B'derech Merutzasam, U'shnem Yachtav, Yiplu V'Yevdu, and they'll fall together and be destroyed. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Gibor, B'Gibor, Yikoshelu, Kishay Baruchim, Heinduch Shalom, Neskolim, Zebezeh, when they'll run away, they'll flee the battlefield, they'll stumble upon each other. Pasuk Yibes, Nebetlustavit, Shamu, V'tzif Choseich, K'mot Tzakoseich, your cry. V'chein Tzivoch, Alayayin, Gibor, B'Gibor, Yikoshelu, Ki Afilu, Agibor, Yadusu, V'Yikoshelu, Ish, B'Yachiv, B'Noisam, when your warriors run away from the battlefield, they'll stumble upon one another. Gibor, Koyach, Menus, HaRishon, Yikoshelu, Yipol, due to the Koyach of the running of one, he'll fall. The Acheron, Yikoshel, Bo, Benuso, and the person behind him will stumble upon him. She Yimseenu, Kibmutel, Bederech, will be like a stone lying on the street, and he'll be a stumbling block. Yikoshel, Bo, Benoso, Vihine, Yachtav, Naflu, Shem, together, both of them will have fallen. Okay, so that concludes this first prophecy. So let's go and read it. I want to read it again because we went through it in such little bits and pieces. Let's just read the psukim again and translate the psukim now that we've gone through the entire thing with all of the mefarshim. Let's go back to pasuk gimel. Pasuk gimel again. The describing over here. What is this? What are these series of psukim from pasuk gimel all the way to pasuk yud gimel? These 11 psukim we are describing here the defeat of the army of Mitzrayim when they are located at Carchemish, laying siege to this city. This took place in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, 4 years after Yoshiyahu was killed by Mitzrayim in the Battle of Megiddo. Again, the story was Paro asked permission from Yoshiyahu to pass through Eretz Yisrael in order so to reach the city of Carchemish to lay siege and to go to war against this city, against Ashur. Yoshiyahu said, "No, you may not pass through my land." The Cherev Lo Tzavar Bi'Artzechem. Paro Necho did not pay attention. He went forward and there was a battle. Yoshiyahu was killed in this battle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at this terrible tragedy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back for a couple of years. Paro Necho then went and ascended to Carchemish, and now, and when he's there laying siege to Carchemish for a very long period of time, because it was not the to defeat Carchemish, the Kastim, led by the Nebuchadnezzar, now ascends and decides he's going to destroy the army of Mitzrayim. And this is the prophecy that Yirmiyahu is revealing is going to happen to Mitzrayim at this point in time. So let's review one more time. Irchu Magid. We'll go very quickly. Irchu Magid. Again, we had two Perushim. These first two Perushim, either we are addressing Mitzrayim, and we're being sarcastic. You think you're going to be able to go and put on your weapons, and you're going to be able to conquer and be able to survive the Kastim, you are sorely mistaken. Or Irchu Magid is referring to the Kastim. And here Yirmi is addressing, I want you, the Kastim, to put on your battle gear and go up and destroy the army of Mitzrayim. Irchu Magid, prepare the shield. The shield is leather. Vitzina, a wooden shield. Ugeshula mulchama, and enter the battlefield. Ishu hasusim, a harness the horses to the chariots. Va'alu haporoshim, and let the horsemen ascend. Visyatsu b'choivoim, and stand in the battlefield with your helmets. Mirku horimochim, sharpen your spears. Livshu hasiryonos, and put on your armor. Maduri sihim achatim, why do I look at the battlefield, do I see terror? Nisogimochar, do I witness the Egyptians fleeing backwards? Vigibarehem yukasu, do I witness the mighty warriors of the Egyptians being destroyed? Umanos nasu, fleeing the battlefield, v'lo hifnu, and they flee in such haste, they don't even have the time to turn around and we'll see what's going on. Mogor mislaviv nu mashem, why is it that I see terror coming in and surrounding the Egyptians? Al yonas hakal, in this battle, the swift on foot will not be able to escape. V'al yimolet hagibar, the mighty will not be able to escape. Tzofona al yidei nahapros, kashlu v'nafalu, but yet in this location along the north, in Karkamish, that's where the Egyptian army will be destroyed. Pasuk Zayin. And now we come to mock the Egyptians. Who do you think you were to begin with, you Egyptians? Mizek hayaryal. Who is this nation that ascends like the Nile? Kanaharos, like the rivers. Yisquashu neimav, like the rivers whose waters roar. Mitzrayim hayaryal. Mitzrayim, you think you will, like the Yar, they in the past they would ascend like the Yar. Uchanaharos yisquashu moim, like the rivers, their waters roar. And Vayomer and Par and Egypt and their arrogance would always say, Ele achas eretz, I will descend, I will cover the earth. Vido ir, I will destroy the city, the Yosheba, and those that live in the city. Alu hasusim, now the battle is beginning. Alu hasusim, ascend the horses. V'hishoilu harechev, and let the chariots go back and forth. The Yetsu hagiborim, and let the mighty men go forth to the battle. Kushu foot toivse magen, and let your mercenaries, let them come to your defense, those who hold the shields. The Ludim and the nation of Ludim, toivse, those who take hold of Derech Keshes, those who take hold of the bow and arrow. What's going to happen on this day? Vayemahu on that day, Lashem Elokim Tzvokos Yom Nekomalinokim Mitzaraf, it will be a day of defeat. Vyachlo Cheref, and the sword of the Kastim will eat, the Sav will be satisfied, the Ravasom Midamami will be sated, it will be satisfied from blood. He Zevach Lashem Elokim Tzvokos Spirit Safon Al Harpros, is going to be a day of slaughter, a revenge for killing Yoshua on the long Lee Euphrates. Ali Gilad, if you think you're going to Gilad to get medicine, Chit Sari, and go take for yourself Sari, Beslos Bas Mitzrayim, if you think you're going to go to Gilad and take Tzari, but so it's not going to work. Lashav, here base, refuos, for nothing will you increase healing. To Allah in Loch, there is no healing to you. Shamu Gaim Kilonech, the nations heard your shame, Vitziv Choseich Mol Haaretz, and your sound, your shouts fill the entire earth. Ki Gibar, Begibar, Kashalu, one mighty man will stumble in another mighty man, Yachtav, Naflu, Shneim, together they will both fall. Okay, so these certainly we've read twice. Is a very detailed description of the attitude and of the exact details of what's going to happen to the defeat of Mitzrayim in the land of Karkamish. Period. Now we go to the second prophecy describing the destruction of Mitzrayim, and here we're going to the homeland. And this is going to happen many years later. This happens after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. You have to fast forward. Again, Yehoyakim was king for 11 years. If this passive event that we just learned took place in the fourth year, that means we have another 7 years to go for Yehoyakim. And after Yehoyakim, there was another 11 years of Tzidkiyahu. And then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And then fast forward 8 years later, when Nebuchadnezzar comes to destroy the homeland of Egypt. And that's what's being described here in this next section. The destruction of the homeland of Egypt in 8 years, 8 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and by the Nebuchadnezzar, who was in his 27th year as king. And this is the Haftorah for Parshas Bo. HaDavar Asher Hoyed Asher Dibra Hashem El Yemiyoy HaNavi Lovoy. Concerning the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Lahakoyz, to destroy Es Eretz Mitzrayim. What does he say? Hagidu v'Mitzrayim v'Hashmiu v'Migdol. Let it be heard in Egypt. Declare in Egypt v'Hashmiu v'Migdol. Migdol is one of the cities of Egypt. V'Hashmiu v'Noif, and let it be heard v'Noif uv'Sach Panches. So we have over here different cities: Egypt, Mitzrayim, Migdol, Noif, Sach Panches. Imru say Hisyat Save, stand v'Yochein Loch, and prepare what's going to happen. Ki ochla cherev svivecha, because the sword of Nebuchadnezzar is going to consume your surroundings. Pasuk Tezvav, Madua Nischaf Avirecha, I was saying over here sarcastically, Nischaf means to stumble. Why is it that your Abirecha, your mighty warriors, have stumbled? Loi Omad, they were unable to remain standing. They were cut down by Nebuchadnezzar. The answer is, you know why? Ki Hashem Hadofo. Make no mistake about it, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that they should be cut down, thrust down. Kirba Koyshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has caused. Kirba means to cause. Who is causing? Hashem is causing. Koyshel, stumbling. He is causing the enemy to stumble, Egypt to stumble. Gam Nafal Ish El Re'ehu, and each man will fall upon his fellow man. Vayemura, they will say, Kuma v'noshuva el amenu v'el eretz maladetenu b'bnei chere, because of the sword of Hayonah of the oppressor. Now, there's a lot going on in this pasuk. Now, let me explain outside first what the pasuk means, we'll see inside. When it says here, one man will say to another, let's run away, this refers to people who have dual citizenship in other countries. Many times people came, they came to Egypt for whatever reason, and they decided, Egypt was such a nice land, they decided to remain here for an extended period of time. But now when they see that Egypt is about to be destroyed, and the enemy is coming, so they say, we're lucky, we have a passport, we can get out of this country. So all of the people that were temporarily living here as guests in the country of Egypt for business purposes, they'll now take advantage of their citizenship in another country, and they will flee. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation refers to the nations that came to the assistance of Egypt. Egypt had an alliance with other nations, and when Egypt was under attack, these other nations came to their assistance. But now, when these nations see that the defeat of Egypt is imminent, they say to themselves, why should we stay and be killed as well? Let's retreat and run away and not be killed. That's what they say. Let's see over here the Pesukim inside. Let's see the Pesukim. Starting with Pasuk Gimel and the Pesukim started. Lavoi, Sheyavoi Nebuchadnezzar al Eretz Yisrael l'Hakos Asam Yaratzam. The following Nevuah was said concerning Egypt, concerning the event when Nebuchadnezzar decided to come against Mitzrayim to destroy them in their own homeland. Not like the previous Nebuah was where they were destroyed when they were away from their homeland. Hagidu. What? Right. This day after Parashas, we mentioned that. Hagidu Asher Nebuchadnezzar utad lovoy alehem, make it known that Nebuchadnezzar is prepared to come against them. Imru atem hamashmi'im kol. Imru lemelech Mitzrayim, those you who go and give forth sound, say to the king of Egypt, Hisyatsev, stand, la'amod b'kishri ha'muchama, stand in the battlefield, in the arrangement of war, v'hochein l'cha kol tzorcha ha'muchama, prepare for yourself all of the needs of war, ki cheref ha'oyev ochla oischa misri, because the sword of the enemy is going to eat you up from all sides. Nischa ha'birecha, ha'giborim shebucha, your mighty warriors will stumble. Madua kol echad nishtaf v'nigraf. How come each one is swept away and like swept in leval? Yuchal lamod al raglav, is unable to stand on his own 2 feet. Loy amad ki ilu meshif. The answer is now the pasuk answers. You know why they can't stand? It's because Hashem is the one that caused this to happen. Bavur ze loy amad ki Hashem hadafo v'hu nilcham ba Hakadosh Baruch Hu is fighting against them. Hirba HaKoyshel, who hirba loy michshoylem HaKadosh Baruch, who is causing there to be many people to stumble, kinof alish, ritzon alaymar, ha'akum ha'boim le'ezras Mitzrayim, notu v'schabu zel zeviamru, the goyin, now here he's learning the mitzvahs, doim shad in the pasuk, referring to the people that came to assist the Egyptians. The goyim that came to help the Egyptians, they joined together and they said, kuma mikan, why should we remain here defending Egypt? Rather, v'nashuva el amenu, mipnei cherev hayoina. What is the cherev hayoina? Ze cherev Nebuchadnezzar, hama'ane v'oineses la'ashoik ha'gufe hamamon. The word yona means ona. It means harm. It means pain. Oina means normally means wrongdoing. Why should we stand over here and suffer due to the cherev of the yona? The Chev Nebuchadnezzar Hama'ane V'Oineses La'Shoik HaGuf HaMomen, which tortures the Guf and Mamon and our possessions. Okay, let's see Rashi Pasuk Tes Vav. I'm sorry. Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel. starting with Yud Gimel. Lavoi Nevuchadnezzar. The following message is given by Nevuchadnezzar. Zumakashnirsh and the Shechriv and Nevuchadnezzar as Mitzrayim b'shnas eshem b'sheva l'malchut. So this is the second prophecy concerning the defeat of Mitzrayim. It took place in the 27th year of Zmalchus. K'moyi sheshaninu b'sed oylam. Pasuk Yudalid. Hisyat sev v'hochein loch. K'negin ha'mulchama v'hochein v'asken. Stand and prepare for yourself. Nischaf. Nischaf means nishtufu. V'hechliku. Gibarecha, they were swept away and they slipped, your mighty warriors. Kemo motar seichef, rain that seichef that floods away. Nistapcha sadeu b'loshon Mishnah. The Gemara says your field has been flooded. Menachem chibru loshon kilayon destruction. V'chinchim motar seichef, similar means motar. That's what he translates. It means to be flooded away, flooded. It's a wars. Okay, I don't know what that means. I forgot what that means. Pasuk Tezayin, Hirbe Koyshol, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shadafo, Hirbe Loi Mirshol, Hakadosh Baruch Hu pushed them down and caused them to stumble. Gam Nafol, Niskabtsu Ish El Reyehu, Lemar, each man gathered to his friend, saying, Nokuma v'noshuva el amenu mimokam sheyotzanu misham lilachim. Let's return back to the land where we've come from, because of the cherev hayona charba disana dehi kechamar marva hayona loshen. He has two perushim. I know that the Targum says, but the two perushim is loshen yayin, loshen acher, loshen oina. The first interpretation is the sword of wine, meaning drunkenness. That this sword will bring about so much death, so much blood, it's as if the sword will become drunk, become intoxicated from the drinking, from causing so much blood to flow. And the second interpretation is what he said, that we said before, is Yonah means oina, the sword that brings about suffering. Okay, let's see the Meradak. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hadavar Achar Kach, Bo Nevuchadnezzar, Oy Lirakos Seret Mitzrayim, Hatznabi Nanavi Aleim, Terem Bo V'Amar. Now we are describing Nevuchadnezzar, he's coming to the Shulin of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hagidu b'Mitzrayim, Zochet Chilu Klal Mitzrayim, V'yach Kach Par B'Migdol. First we mention the nation, the Klal, and then we go on to list, to enumerate three of the cities of Egypt. V'ush Niskar B'Torah, Bein Migdol U'Bein Hayom. This city, Migdol, is mentioned in the Torah. V'chein B'Noif U'V'Sach Panches, Orei Mamlocha L'Par. These are cities that belong to Paro. These are capital cities, these are royal cities. Pasuk Tezvav, Madua Nischaf Abirecha. Why have your mighty warriors either stumbled, been destroyed, been swept away, been flooded away? Loyamat Veatishuva, and the answer is because Hashem has decided so it shall be. Ki Hashem Hadofoi Nischaf Min Motar Soichef. It comes from the expression that rain that floods. Ki ilu sachfoi motar, it's as if the rain has flooded them. Lo yuchal la'amod bi'atzmo, they're unable to stand by themselves. V'yomar nischaf loshon yochid, v'yomar abirecha loshon rabim. So he's asking a question. There is a contradiction. First, it starts off with loshon yochid, and then it switches to loshon rabim. How do we explain this? Ritzon eloymar kol echad v'echad min abirecha. Each one of your soldiers, your mighty warriors, has been swept away. Hirbe koishel, Hashem shezochar hirbe. Bohem Koshlam Hashem, that we've mentioned in the previous pasuk, he has caused all of these soldiers to stumble. Gam nofal ish el reyehu, kamo al reyehu, kamo shama begibor gibor, in the previous pasuk, gibor gibor koshalu, v'yonasim tergim nofal kamo el hakastim, ato noifel, shetargim mishtama, v'chein targim af ashtamu gibor l'chavri, I don't know what that means. V'yom erkubin oshubil amenu, hagonim, you know, here the Radak is saying something different than what it says in Rashi and the Mitzudos. First it says, hagonim b'mitzrayim me'artzos, ki kishohoyo rov, hoyu boim logo b'mitzrayim, ki b'roif hashonim yesh sova b'mitzrayim, Yoisa Misharotzos, Ukshayova, the Hel Nevuchadnezzar, the Omru, Ishlaver, Kumu Vinoshavil Amenu. According to the Radak, when it says here in this pasuk, each man says to his friend, let's go home, we're talking about people who came here because there was a famine in other lands. In the surrounding lands of the region, there was typically famine. When there's famine, where do you go? You go to Egypt. because Egypt does not depend upon rain. Egypt depends upon the Nile, and there's always going to be water. That's like Yosef, when there was a famine in Eretz Canaan, Yaakov said, "Kine shamati ki yeshever b'Mitzrayim." So it's very common for people in hard times to go to Egypt in order to go survive. And once they survived the hard times, they liked it there, so they stayed there. They stayed there for a prolonged period of time. But now, when they see that Nebuchadnezzar is coming to destroy the land of Egypt, they say to themselves, "What are we doing over here? We're going to be killed. We might as well pick ourselves up and get out of here before this country is destroyed." Again, that's not like what it said in the Rashi and the Mitzudos. They both said that we're dealing here with people who were hired to serve as defenders of the land. These were the allies of Egypt. And now they're saying, "Why should we come and defend this country? It's hopeless. We're all going to be killed as well. So we might as well just run away." Then it says, "Hayona," the cherev Hayona. What is miyona? Hayneses, which forces pain and suffering. Ki ein mi shiyamud kinegda. There is no one that can stand in face of this cherev Hayona. V'chein kivachalti es manich. I will feed my naich ono sayich. V'chein lo yonu o nasi es ami. Yonu means to cause harm. Yonu harm. The Yonas and Tirgim the Inyan Yayin, Yonas and Chil wine, Chitigim in Kodam Chev Sano the Hi Kachamar Maravia. He learns it means intoxication. Like Yayin, the sword which is intoxicated with the blood of all of it, of all of the victims. Okay, let's go and we'll finish up here. This Nevuah, which is the view of Sukkim. Karu Sham Paro Melech Mitzrayim Sha'on, Hevir Moed. They called out Paro. They the Kastim were making Litzanis. They called out Paro Melech Mitzrayim Sha'on. He is a roar. A roar means they called out to conquer. They called out with a roar. Hevir Hamoyed, the appointed time has passed. Now, what is it? Let's see the Mitzvot. Pasuk Yudzayim. B'mareches Tzva Kastim Hechrizu Loimar. When they stood in battle, they all screamed out the following: Asher Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Hamerim Kol Sh'on Begayva Uvegoydul Levav. You Paro Melech Mitzrayim, the arrogant. Okay, Sh'on means the arrogant. You Paro Melech Mitzrayim, who is arrogant. He may behold Ato Hevir Hamoed. The appointed time has passed. What does that mean? Ritzon Loimar. Loi Baldi Lochem Marocha Mul Marocha B'yom Hamayuud V'Hakavua Kiba Moirech Bilvavo. So what does this mean? He is not shown up for battle. He got scared. He fled. Hever Hamod, we set aside a designated moment to fight. That was the honor of battle in ancient times. There was a designated moment when they're going to come to battle, and this designated moment has passed. You have not shown up to the Moed. You have fled. Okay. Let's see. Rashi. Karu Sham B'Muchama Hichrizu Mashal Shel Cherpa. They called out this expression of disgrace. Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Sha'on, Shoya Magbia, Koiloi, Sha'onoi, Teshuos, Lehisolol, Bechayoloisav. Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, who in the past has raised up his voice with loud shouts to take pride of his armies, the Moyed has passed. Hever HaMoyed, Sheyid Hayoi Milchama Kavur Lotzes Filochim, the designated day, the day that has been designated to go out to war, V'lo Yotza, and he has not come. We set aside a time to go to battle. The Ovar Yoim Zman Hamoed, the designated day has come and passed. You have not shown up for war. Mitzudo Radak Pasik Yudzayin Karu Amusham B'Mitzrayim Derech Kriya Al Paro Melech Mitzrayim Shoya Melech Shoyin V'Hamoed Raf. They called out to Paro, who was an arrogant king. Hever Hamoed Hamoed Shnosan LaMelech Bava Lotzeis LiLochem Imo Hever Oiso. He passed Mipachtoi Elo, because he's afraid. Umolach Melech Oimei B'Mokam Shnayim Melech Mitzrayim U'Melech Sh'oin. When it says with Melech, Melech refers to both. Melech refers to Melech Mitzrayim and Melech Sh'oin. V'yonis Antirgim Karo Zemina, the designated point of time. Okay, let's go further. Quick, one time. Let's try to give the Pasuk of Aleph. Next Pasuk. Chai Oni Num Hashem Chai Oni Num HaMelech Hashem Tzvokei Shemo. Just like Tovar is a mountain that is stationary in the mountain, Tovar is the name of the mountain in the mountains. And Carmel Bayom Yavo, Klei goyla asti loch yosheves bas mitzrayim ki noif l'sham atia v'nitzah me'en yesh. Now maybe we should leave this in bed for tomorrow. Okay, we'll do this tomorrow.
Is this
one in Taftarish? Yes, Taftarish Parashaspa. Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. Pasuk Yud Zayin.
Isn't that by the...